This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Britain's United Nations ambassador, Barbara Woodward, said that she had new intelligence reports from the UK that Russian activity in the Black Sea that was indicating that Moscow may potentially be identifying other targets than those in Ukrainian ports.
And now our information indicates that the Russian military may expand their targeting of Ukrainian grain facilities further to include attacks against civilian shipping in the Black Sea.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak shared the information with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky during a phone call on Tuesday, according to Woodward. Britain's information also indicated that Russia has laid additional sea mines in the approaches to Ukrainian ports. The Kremlin said earlier on Tuesday that it was impossible for Russia to return to the Black Sea grain export deal until an agreement related to Russian interests was honored, rebuffing a call by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres from Moscow to rejoin. Guterres on Monday urged Russia to resume allowing Ukraine to export grain safely from its seaports, despite what Russia calls its, quote, special military operation, in line with the proposal that Guterres had made to Putin earlier. The United States will provide up to $400 million in additional security assistance for Ukraine, according to the Department of Defense on Tuesday. Among the items, Hornet drones will be sent to Ukraine for the first time. This is the 43rd security assistance package approved by the United States for Ukraine. More than $43 billion in U.S. military aid has been provided to Ukraine since Russia invaded the country in 2022. This is VOA News. A third successive heat wave in Greece pushed temperatures back above 40 degrees centigrade across parts of the country Tuesday, following more nighttime evacuations from fires that have raged out of control for days. More from AP's Karen Chamas.
The engines of local rescue boats rumble as dozens of people are evacuated from the island of Corfu in the middle of the night. Their evacuations were the latest, alongside the island of Evry. Meanwhile, on the Greek island of Rhodes, desperate residents used shovels to beat back flames approaching their homes as a stubborn blaze continued to move inland, torching mountainous forest areas. Pavlos Marinakis, a government spokesman, said the fires had been relentless, with more than 20,000 evacuated on the island so far. We are facing a new reality. It's the 12th day during which there are simultaneously more than 50 new outbreaks of fires per day on average. I'm Karen Chamas.
And a Greek Air Force water-dropping plane crashed while dousing a wildfire in southern Greece Tuesday, with both pilots feared dead. Authorities battled blazes that have been raging for days across the country as heat wave temperatures continue. Israeli doctors have begun a 24-hour strike Tuesday in response to the hard right government's ratification of the first part of judicial reforms that critics fear endanger the independence of the courts. Professor Haggai Levine, chairman of the Israeli Association of Public Health Physicians and co-leader of the White Coats protest movement.
Clearly, tomorrow, the physicians will go back to work, but I can say that thousands of them are not going to be silent because there is a strong feeling, including myself, that we cannot work as physicians when Israel is no more a democratic state.
Proponents of the bill say that the measures are needed to restore proper checks and balances to the different portions of government. A first bill curbing Supreme Court review of some government decisions was passed in a stormy Knesset parliamentary session on Monday after a walkout by lawmakers who say long-serving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing towards an autocracy. Airstrikes and artillery barrages from Sudan's warring generals killed at least 16 people in Khartoum on Tuesday. After more than 100 days of war, the latest bombardments added to a toll of at least 3,900 killed nationwide. For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can visit our website or download our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.